Our first panel discussion of the day focuses on the extraordinary challenge of meeting the existing and future electric power infrastructure needs of the oil and gas industry in Texas. While we might be tempted to say this is a good problem to have because it goes hand in hand with the tremendous growth in the oil and gas industry, our panel today will discuss the value of having our electric power infrastructure keep pace with that growth. You're about to be introduced, and have been introduced by Kathleen, to an impressive panel that includes a petroleum engineer, an electrical engineer, and a construction engineer. I, in contrast, am not an engineer. There is no E in JD, and the only E in my educational background is that I was an English major in undergrad. So I am going to make an assumption that because we're at the UT Law School Conference, many of you fall in that category of those who do not have engineering degrees. And so what I'd like to do is start out with a very high-level introduction of the topic so that we can be sure that we're all in tune and truly connected with the timeliness, relevance, and urgency of our panel's discussion. Most of us live in communities where an electric utility's physical lines, the distribution facilities used to deliver electric power to our neighborhoods, were already in place before we moved in. So requesting service when we planned our move was a simple phone call. In contrast, the locations where Texas oil and gas producers are operating and where new processing facilities are being sited may be some appreciable distance from the existing physical facilities of the utility or the cooperatives serving the area, requiring, for example, construction of a line extension.